This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
I have yet to be to bed.
Why?
Could not sleep last night at all. We had, first of all, there's like a bunch of different factors. But
all right. I knew there was trouble because he was in a hat. I was like, I know there's trouble.
I thought he had a bad haircut or something.
No, it's my barely made it here hat.
Yeah, nice. I was going to say, I knew it. Like, Dave couldn't even focus on something.
There was some, So there's some neighbors that were blasting some music at, like, I think they're having like a Father's Day barbecue or something. But it was so loud. But I mean, it's 8:30. What, you can't say anything,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
it's 8:30 p.m.
Yeah, normal people.
Right. Normal people aren't in bed, yeah. But I am. So I'm just laying listening to their beats for a while, and then as I'm about to fall asleep, my phone goes off, and then there's a tornado warning.
Yes,
and all the storms last night,
real bad for hours, like nonstop branches hitting the window, like. Amber was in the basement with the kids, so they were okay. I was debating, should I go downstairs? And that went on for about 4.5 hours, I think, until I finally like, well, I'm not going to sleep now.
Yeah, that sucks.
It's now 1 a.m.
That sucks when it hits that point where you're like, I'm not going
to
sleep.
Yeah, like it's just better to just say,
that's one of the worst moments.
Yeah,
it really is.
In life.
So at 1 a.m., I just started reading.
Oh man.
I think I fell asleep for 4 minutes right before my alarm went off.
That's what always happens.
Yep. Yeah. That sucks.
So if I'm out of it today,
get up after 4 minutes. I don't get up after that if I fall asleep right before my alarm.
I was fine with any kind of tornado taking me.
So, I was kind of too at some
I was
point.
At quite at peace.
Amber and the kids are safe, so T can take me.
Yeah, I was quite at peace.
But it goes off like, I don't know if you. It's the same like as an Amber alert. It just like.
Was that around us too? I didn't know it was storm, but I slept through the entire thing.
It was way south of me, but there was like 50-mile-an-hour winds came through, and it was probably if you looked at the line of where it went through Michigan, it for sure went right by your place.
Oh God, yeah, no, it was like this was at 10:15. Take cover immediately.
Yeah,
tornado and it was warning late. For your area.
It was like it came through late, and then
I didn't hear a thing.
Yeah.
I heard nothing.
Good for you.
This morning I heard that the dog was up and not happy. And I'm like, really? I had no idea anything was going on.
Oh, those are the best nights.
I just slept.
When all hell breaks loose and you haven't a clue.
Yeah.
I love those nights.
Yes. I heard it hit my area again just as it was like time to wake up. I was like, oh, great. But then it sort of was the very tail end of.
Well, that
everything.
Storm I heard, like, on the way. We were getting ready for work. I heard that one.
Yeah.
No, obviously.
Not overnight.
Not overnight.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
So, you slept for 4 minutes?
4 minutes.
Said?
Yeah, four minutes of sleep.
It's 4 minute Dave.
You woke up, though, on time? You were...
Yeah.
Or did you sleep
in? I'm like, what am I going to do?
You just... So, not enough energy just to do
hair. I literally couldn't do anything. Couldn't do anything.
I don't think I've ever seen you in a baseball cap.
This is the first?
Work.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was like, this is going to be really bad.
I'm not used to the, I keep hitting my head off the microphone.
You're going to hear that a lot.
You're going to hear it. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot.
How messy could your hair be, dude?
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, like, how long does it take to do?
It was bad.
Yeah.
Because I had showered before bed because I had been swimming and stuff. So it kind of was like troll-like.
Yeah, like poofy hair.
Yeah, right. One side poof, one side flat.
Mm-hmm. Could be like a new, cool fashion statement.
I don't think that was going to be. I'm like, we're just going at and we're getting out of here.
Yeah.
So I actually make it into work. It is officially the first full day of summer today. Mm. It actually arrived at 11:32 last night when I was wide awake. That's when the North Pole is at its maximum tilt toward the sun. And it was the longest day of the year it will be today in the Northern Hemisphere. Or maybe that's yesterday. I don't know. If it arrived last night, would yesterday
probably
have been
yesterday.
Though? Yeah.
It was, yeah.
I don't know. Who cares?
I'm no good with facts.
Yeah, who cares?
The term dog days of summer, that actually comes from astronomy. Sirius is called the dog star, and it rises in late July. In ancient Greece, the dog days meant the hottest part of the year.
Hmm.
So that's where that came from. The world's largest scoop of ice cream weighed over 3,000 pounds.
It's almost enough.
A company in Wisconsin pulled this off back in 2014. And then they used that world record scoop to hand out free scoops to people all weekend long. So would they have had to build a gigantic scoop?
Yeah.
Or can you just form it into a big...
To me, it's got to be a gigantic scoop.
If you're scooping ice cream, I want to see the world's biggest scoop.
Yeah. It's got to be one.
How do you lift 3,000 pounds, though?
It's got to be a machine.
I know this is true for me. We tend to be happier in summer.
Oh, so much happier.
Yeah. A study found that's true by analyzing tweets from 2.4 million people. They say it's probably just because there's just more sun.
I need to live somewhere where it's summer all the time.
Yeah, that's not... Oh, Jesus Christ, that's going to drive me crazy in this hat. Anyways,
I want to see you take your hat off. I want to see what you're...
It's real bad.
Flip it around back.
Yeah, go Fred Durst. Go Fred Durst.
I really want to see it so bad.
Backwards hat.
No! Oh, boy. No, oh, my God. Don't do that. Don't do
that. No, that's fine.
Looks like somebody showing up for the first poker night with the boys.
All right, deal me in, guys. Yeah. Are we playing five-card stud?
Yeah.
Poker night.
Where's those pretzel rods?
I brought my petties.
Pretzel rods and brewskis with the boys here. Deal them out, dealer.
Yeah.
Whose deal is it?
Here's something weird. The Eiffel Tower gets 6 inches taller in the summer because the metal expands from the heat.
Yeah, I mean, makes sense.
Do you know how Frisbee started?
No, Dave.
This is like a random. This is a random summer thing I could think of.
Stuff out there.
Frisbees.
I don't know.
Didn't.
Do you know how big a squirrel's dick is?
Other summer facts for you here. Let's get to squirrel dicks in a bit.
Do you know how long it takes for a child to blow up a volleyball?
Don't give me a hard time, you guys. I'm barely with it.
Do you know how many times a Tootsie Roll is wrapped and spun?
And then
32 times.
We have to act real fascinated by it.
Wow. How did Frisbee start, Dave?
I should have just stayed in bed.
How did Frisbee start?
That would have been a better day for me. Frisbees, Wham-O started selling them in 1957.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
But the first Frisbees were actually pie tins that college students used to throw around.
Pie tins.
Oh, I mean, that's kids having wacky fun, you know? Yeah. That's all you had to do.
That's where the name came from, too. Act shocked. From the Frisbee Pie Company in Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Frisbee Pie Company.
Yep. That's where the tins came from, and that's where the name Frisbee came from.
It's funny because in one way I feel like Frisbee has kind of never been bigger, but also it's not as cool as it once was. If that makes any sense. There was a time when like having a Frisbee was like, yeah, you go to the beach, you got a Frisbee.
You always have to have a Frisbee at the beach.
I think it's still pretty mandatory.
But now I think there's a million other things you can have at the beach. Before it was like there was only a couple things and Frisbee was one of them. But at least now they have like Frisbee golf and all sorts of, you know, like when did that start?
A long time ago. Longer than you think.
Yeah, that's what I assume too. But I mean, like those courses are everywhere now for stoners.
I mean, not just stoners.
But when you're just like out on the boat and you're on the sandbar and you need something to do and you're just like, I play Frisbee and you're trying to, it's easy to pack. You just take it with you. Yeah. It's something to do.
You break your weed up on one.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Other uses. Yeah. See, you can chime in Frisbee with your summer
packs. That's my perspective on Frisbees. That's it. I have a Frisbee right now holding a bunch of rocks.
Nice.
At home.
Were you collecting rocks?
Part of my rocks I'm going to tumble.
Okay. Yes,
they're ready to tumble rocks. They're in a Frisbee right now.
Ready to tumble.
Yeah. I got rocks ready to tumble.
Okay.
All right. Sure. Cool.
That's my summer Frisbee fact of the day.
Ready to tumble section.
Yeah.
On the 4th of July weekend alone this summer, we'll eat 150 million tube steaks. That's enough to stretch across the country more than five times. Wieners. Yeah. From coast to coast.
That's a hot dog.
Five times.
Tube
steak. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot of wieners.
Yeah. It's like, what the hell is this tube steak?
I don't know. You guys have tube steak?
I mean, I know what they are.
I thought that was just another name for
Your wang.
Oh. Well.
No, I prefer to it. Well, I've been asking for the wrong thing at the hot dog stand.
Yeah, don't ask for that. Well, that's
this guy is very homosexual. Every time he comes, he wants to take on my wiener. But then finally he relents and takes a hot dog and goes about his way. But he always asks me for my tube stick.
Is that the guy outside Home Depot gave me a weird look?
Yeah, no,
I know.
Yeah.
One tube stick, please.
A bit.
A bit.
I don't know. I've always called it tube steak.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's...
I thought that was a well-known fact.
My guess is that it would have started as a description of a hot dog and then
morphed into wiener talk.
Yeah, because, you know, think about it. I mean, everything you call a hot dog, you call your Johnson.
I feel like it's like my dad's generation calls it that.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Give her the old tube steak.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah. Me, I'm older. Yeah. I have older mind.
Yeah.
Right? So
yeah.
Maybe I
wonder what Al calls it. I mean, I can't even imagine.
Frank, Frankenfurter? What do you call it? Frankenfurter? Yeah. What do they? Al?
I don't know.
Maybe he's not with us. He's probably
busy.
Yeah. Seems to be busy a lot lately.
I'm here.
Okay.
What's the oldest term for hot dog you can think of off the top of your head?
God, I have no idea. I wasn't prepared for this.
No, I know.
Is it Frankfurter or Frankenfurter?
Frankfurter.
Frankfurter. Yeah. Oh, Frankenfurter is like Frankenstein. Yeah.
Wiener Schnitzel?
See?
Yeah, that's way.
Yeah,
way
that's old. What he calls his.
There's enough water in an Olympic-sized swimming pool to take 9,400 baths. God, I'm even boring myself.
Oh man!
Done with this. Summer facts. I'm done with summer facts.
Oh my God!
Let's just talk. Let's just talk about things. Okay. Like, why are we summer facts?
We didn't cue up Will Smith. Summertime.
Don't give him any ideas.
You guys, I'm done. I'm struggling.
Don't give him any ideas.
What happened? Anything exciting you guys want to bring here? And what went on? Talk to me.
My kids. They've tried to be nice for
Father's Day.
5 minutes on Father's Day, and then they hated me and told me to get out.
No, they didn't tell you to get out.
It was terrible. Yeah, it's dealing with kids that are turning into teenagers. And it's like,
you have a teenager.
Yeah, and you know, he's okay. He's fine. It's not the one that's the problem.
Oh, it's your darling Stella?
Yeah. Stella is just, she's something else.
Oh, wow.
She's something else.
That's too bad.
So the kids were with you because it's Father's Day and they were not nice.
Hence why Tornado Take Me Away.
You were fine with it.
Suck me up into the sky.
Oh, no.
And deposit me miles down the road. I was fine with it. I went and slept on my roof.
Sure, Father's Day was rough for a lot of people.
Slept on the roof.
He slept holding a lightning rod.
Yeah, I did. I was like, man, where's the biggest piece of steel I can find? I've tried to do some Father's Day stuff. Like, I'm always hanging out with Rowan, obviously, because of baseball mom. So right. I'm like, all right, so I'm going to grab Stella. We're going to go do stuff. My Father's Day was just driving her around.
Doing what she wanted to do.
It wasn't about what do you want, Dad?
No, nothing. No. Nothing about me. And even like the girl at we went to some place where it was just dumb knickknacks or something. And I'm putting them all on the counter. And she's like, exactly what you wanted for Father's Day, huh? I'm like, well, I guess. I guess I needed all this useless stuff.
Knickknack stuff.
You know how much I need, fidget spinners and, you know, fidget toys. So, yeah. No, wasn't the best time.
Dave, seems like you maybe partied for Father's Day. I don't know.
I was going to say, I think
there was no partying. It was just like a family barbecue.
The
boys were nice. They were
fine.
I didn't want to get taken by a tornado. I was okay. They were good. But it's reached the point now where, you know, Aiden's going off to school in the fall and Amber's getting all his stuff ready for graduation. And it's like a weird moment in life.
Yeah.
A little kid that we raised. She's putting together this slideshow. I'm like, are you just trying to make me cry? Like,
no slideshows.
What are you trying to do to me?
Show you a slide?
No
slideshows. She's putting it together in her computer. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Oh, no. With a sad song with it or something.
Yeah. I don't know what the hell it's going to be. At least everything's a production, for
Memories.
God's sakes.
Oh, the car.
No, no, so no.
It is horrible. I don't know what
Misty
to do.
Water,
anyways.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
You're a douche.
I'm not a douche.
You're a stupid douche.
You are so a douche. I'm nominating you for Biggest Douche in the Universe Award, you douche.
Dave and Chuck the Freak salute the douchebag of the day.
Today's douchebag is the CEO of Dippin' Dots.
Man, Dippin' Dots have been in the news lately. Have.
I know. They've come up on our show a couple of times.
Guy stole a bag of them.
Yep. You are not a fan of them. You don't get the whole Dippin' Dot rage.
No, it's like a kid thing, I think. It's not quite ice cream. It's not... I'm not sure what it is.
Yeah.
It's seemingly a frozen product that never melts.
I looked up his net worth after we talked about him the other day, or the company... And
that's his girlfriend.
That's his girlfriend. I want to see that. I want to see net worth. It was more than I expected. I got to tell you.
Oh, he's in every single stadium that there is. Huge. I mean, it's gigantic.
100 million.
Yeah, it's gigantic.
100 million.
Listen, do you know how many times I bought Dippin' Dots? I've at least given them $70.
That's a lot.
You know, and well, I don't like them.
Seven servings.
I don't like them. And I've given them $70 because, but Stella has bought so many Dippin' Dots, and then you'll look over and you realize she had like two spoonfuls, maybe tops.
And it wears off.
Oh.
Well, this guy, allegedly a big douchebag, the CEO of Dippin' Dots, being sued by his former girlfriend, who says that he went on a campaign to humiliate her by sending nude pictures of her in very provocative positions to a bunch of people, including her mother.
Oh, geez. He pulled one of these moves.
He claims this is all an attempt to extort him. She says that's not the case. Amanda Brown says in her lawsuit that she was in a relationship with Dippin' Dots CEO Scott Fisher from 2019 to 2020. This is what this guy looks like, by the way, just so you know. He looks like a douchebag.
Yeah.
She said the relationship was tumultuous. She claims that he would always ask her for provocative sexual images.
Well, who doesn't?
But she said things got bad when they broke up. He sent those private sexual images to various people and attempted to blackmail her to behave in a certain way. I guess they were in a dispute over who would get the dog and who got a certain car. And that led to this blowing up.
Hmm.
She said he threatened to release those private sexual images to Pornhub and in some occasions made good on his threats, saying things like, I can hurt you. Watch what I'm about to do to you.
Mm.
I'm sending your nudes to everyone. I'm going to make sure your sexy bad pics are sent to your boss and your family, and then I'm going to sue you for the dog. I'm going to show you.
You don't get involved with a guy like that. Look at him. He doesn't look like he would treat a woman right.
Apparently, he sent a picture of her showing off her b-hole to her mom. Mm.
Oh, boy.
She wasn't showing it off to her mom. She was just...
No, I get it. Like, mom wasn't in the photo.
Yeah, we got it.
Yeah,
she was showing it off and then... But
that's my daughter.
Yeah. That was sent to mom.
That's illegal.
It is.
It's highly illegal.
It is.
So if he said all that stuff, then he should be liable.
Mm-hmm.
She says that he has used private sexual images to gain value against other girlfriends. Worse yet, if the allegations are true, he could end up behind bars. In Oklahoma, like many states, it is a felony to disseminate without consent private sexual images of another with intent to harass, intimidate, or coerce.
Do we know who his girlfriend is?
It was Amanda Brown is her name. I don't know if there's got to be pictures of her out there somewhere.
That's probably why the girlfriend thing popped up first.
Right, because of this lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if there's pictures of them together. There. I assume that's her?
Mm-hmm.
I gotta assume, probably. Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Oh.
He's got his own plane, guys.
Apparently he's... now with the News 9 weather babe.
He gets around.
Yeah, he gets around. That was who he was with before, this girl. The weather chick.
Yeah.
He does have his own Dippin' Dots plane.
Does he have money in his hand?
No, he's got a Starbucks
cup. Oh, okay. Oh, that's what it is, yeah. It was bleeding into the staircase.
Yeah, not a great guy.
Doesn't seem like it.
Got a bunch of Dippin' Dots cash, though.
Look, he does have his own Dippin' Dots plane, though. It has the Dippin' Dots logo right on it.
He's got $100 million.
Dippin' Dots flying emergencies he has to do.
I'd love to see footage of him actually eating Dippin' Dots, because I feel like there's tons of footage of him holding them. But he knows, like, don't eat them.
No, he doesn't eat.
Oh, come on.
He knows. Like, don't.
They're just frozen balls of styrofoam.
Frozen balls of styrofoam.
Don't eat them.
They do eventually melt, right?
I haven't seen it.
They've got to melt after left.
I mean, I don't know what time. I don't know what their melting point is, but it's like way too long.
Doesn't seem healthy.
It's way too long.
She doesn't look like the type. I mean, I guess there's no... You know what I'm saying? Like, she looks too prissy to show her b-hole.
Oh,
that doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter. Prissy girls show their b-holes, too?
Everyone shows their b-hole nowadays.
Prissy ones are the first ones to show you
their
b-hole.
Are they? Okay. Yeah. All right. Oh, wow. He was arrested for DUI in 2018, too. That video's up there. Oh, he just seems like the ultimate dipping douche.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
That's it.
Yep. All this crappy. I'll get me that weather girl.
Mm.
Yes, I've been drinking.
They have his, like, arrest on.
Yeah, the whole DUI.
I'm waiting for him to be like, you know.
You know who I am? I'm the Dippin' Dots guy.
Oof. He's a rough looking fella. Yeah, looks like he's had some work done, too.
I think there's work. I mean, it just sucks. It sucks for that girl. You know, it's just like old school. That's like the old school thing before we came up with laws.
Yeah.
Right.
Threatened to show,
you know,
buttholes to moms.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so dead. Is that, I think the worst picture would be covered in stuff. Like the worst picture your family could see of you sexually.
That'd be pretty bad for me.
Oh,
they saw me covered in stuff.
Not you, you dude. You dude.
It's so awkward in here right now.
You dude. Oh, yeah. Well.
No, I mean, yeah, it would be... I wouldn't want my family to see any of my pics. That's for sure.
I guess this dude was on Undercover Boss.
Oh, he was.
The Dippin' Dots guy.
Mm. The most incredible.
We just got an emergency response.
Surprising.
Oh, my God.
I'm Drew Brees.
I'm here at Kentucky Kingdom in Louisville, Kentucky to work with Bailey. Bailey is a supervisor over food and beverage for Dippin' Dots. The parks are our mothership for cash flow. So I'm here to see how that business works, what doesn't work, what our market's like.
He probably dated her.
Hi, Bailey.
Allegedly.
I'm Brad.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Careful, Bailey.
Gosh, I hope not.
You'll be working.
Careful, Bailey.
Yeah, she's young.
Oh, she's way younger than
I wanted to give you your uniform. There's a bathroom over here if you want to put it on. And just make sure your shirt's tucked in.
Okay.
When Brad walked in today, I don't know what I was expecting. I was just expecting a kid, I guess, because that's normally the people that I train.
How do I look?
You look great. Just
chubby.
Can you move your badge to that side so you can see Kentucky Kingdom? And when you come back tomorrow, can you just try to take the beard in?
I can
tighter.
A little tighter.
I don't believe any of this show.
I don't believe
it. I know.
Yeah.
I've watched it.
I'm
show.
Like, I don't know.
I hate that show so much.
There's nothing on TV that isn't...
It's real.
Yeah.
That's not staged. I mean...
She knows who that is.
Right. I think it's all staged. It's totally staged.
Yeah.
And his,
she's a young, up-and-coming actress.
Mm-hmm. How many men in their 40s are just starting out at the dip and dock
right,
stage?
Exactly.
Right,
exactly.
Right? Right? Only grown
he
men.
Arrived in a limo.
So stupid.
I'm here for my first day at the dip and dots.
Yeah.
I forget how they explain it to people they claim. They claim they say that they're in another kind of reality show or something.
Yeah,
like, I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a very shiny man. He looks like a living wax figure.
I think that's...
It took me a year to grow this beard.
Is that his disguise?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, but I mean, even in the other photos, he looked...
Oh, he was still shiny,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, like a wax.
Quite a greasy.
Yeah, he's got a greasy look to him.
Well, it fits his whole douchebag persona, I guess. But that's the story of Dippin' Dots guy. So we'll see if he actually... If she can prove all of her allegations...
Yeah, that's
be,
the only thing.
He
like,
could be going to jail.
Don't you think it'd be fairly easy to prove? I mean, like, you just, hey, mom, did you see my butthole?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I did.
She'd have to prove that it came from him if he set up a fake account or, you know what I mean? I don't think he'd just text them from his own Dippin' Dots phone.
Right.
Mm. But all his threats.
Mm-hmm. Right. If they, if she has those in text form.
Right.
And not just, it wasn't verbal.
Yeah.
Right. Never write it down.
Mm. Never do. All right, a couple of dark-sided stories here to share with you. We'll get to the really dark-sided one in a second. This one, though, first in New York, almost played like the scene from a movie. Men in two vehicles attempted to carry out what appears to be a coordinated assassination attempt on the streets of Brooklyn. This happened the other morning in Bushwick. About 7:15, a 19-year-old guy was inside his vehicle. A car attempted to block him. The victim attempted to flee by driving up onto the sidewalk. He was unsuccessful because he crashed.
Oh, but he knew.
So that's him. That's, you see them firing shots out of there? Second vehicle drove up, started shooting at him. He was still inside the crashed car. The shots missed. The man was not seriously injured. Police released this video of the incident in the hopes that someone will be able to identify the men involved. No other details were immediately available. I guess he ducked down here when he crashed, and that's, they say, what saved him.
Wow, it's just so wild. Like, they don't care that they're crashing their car a little bit.
Oh, they're trying to kill someone.
Yeah.
What a scary freaking moment.
Uh-huh.
What has that 19-year-old been up to? What is he involved in that people are trying to kill him on the streets at 7:15 in the morning? And then, speaking of dark-sided, we're off to Kenya, where over the weekend, a 22-year-old man was arrested for licking the body of a dead lady in a mortuary.
Yeah, that's off-putting.
That is upsetting.
Not.
What are you?
You trying to figure out where the lick was?
Oh, I see where
you
you're
nailed
going.
It, Andy.
I see. I'm a little slow today, but I...
I mean, that's terrible.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I don't care where you lick
dead
the
oil,
dead. Where
dead
you lick
oil.
The dead. But...
Yeah, you're right. Don't lick the dead, number one.
I just wonder, like, what they caught him doing. Like, they walked in?
He was later identified as Anya Engel.
Mm-hmm.
He was licking blood.
Oh,
from a woman.
Goodness.
Oh, so that's way, that's almost worse than just licking the dead.
Yep, it is. It's much worse, actually.
Regularly, you know, regular old dead lick.
Mm. The woman was shot dead by unknown assailants while she was washing dishes in her house. This guy said to have sneaked into the morgue. He said he was there to see a relative. Uh-huh. When asked whose body he wanted to see, he gave the name of someone else, was directed to where the body was laying.
Jeez.
Then he went to the lady, knelt beside her, and started licking her.
That is dark-sided.
Mm-hmm.
An attendant told police that he started tasting the blood with his right finger before he knelt down and started just completely licking it from the source.
Mm. Ooh. My.
Pretty gross.
That's the darkest.
So did he know? He didn't know this woman?
They don't know. Now they're looking in to see if there is any connection between the two.
Licked her blood? That's dark. I don't know.
You know what,
what
though?
Did you do?
That's like pretty good detective work to me. What? That's pretty good.
That's your story. Here.
Yeah. Like, why lick the blood of someone?
Kenyan cop Lisa Way. Like, yeah. Did you know her? I mean, why were you licking her? What's the deal?
Yeah.
I just put it together. You're the killer. You lick the victim.
You're number one suspect.
Yeah, he is now.
You would be, wouldn't you?
She's just washing dishes and she's
shot
murdered.
And killed?
She's shot and killed, yeah.
And then some dude randomly comes in and starts licking her blood?
Yeah.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
All
suspect number one.
All arrows point to guilty.
Right. We're going to have to talk to you.
Yeah. We'll get down to the station.
Yeah. We're going to take you downtown. You were licking the dead.
You just swab that dude's hands and see if he fired a gun. And like, because number one, you know that there's just been someone dropped off at the morgue who's just been killed that way. I mean, maybe the Kenyan morgue is a little wilder than I.
Or he just has a fetish and happened to see blood dripping out of this woman, and that was his, right?
I guess. I don't know.
It could be. I mean, I'm with you guys. I'm very suspicious.
Yeah, yeah.
But he could just be a weird pervert.
I think he's that anyway.
In all of our weird cemetery funeral home stories, we've never had anyone licking the dead before. This is a first.
Yeah, I don't remember a licker of dead the lickers. Dead.
No, I don't either.
A no. Licker of the dead.
I don't remember.
Is something you never want to get called.
Yeah, no.
I'm a licker of the dead.
You don't want to be. You don't.
Get that title.
Yeah.
But yeah, so now they're looking into exactly what connection there could be there.
And they should.
If any. Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Drinking alcohol is one of the dumbest things you can do while driving, but this guy has three words to say to that. Hold my beer.
Oh, wow.
Literally. A man was out driving his pickup near Lake Waco in Texas when he cut off some local game wardens who were patrolling the area. Then he started driving on the wrong side of the road. So the wardens pulled him over, and when they approached the truck, the driver couldn't understand what they were saying. So he went to turn down his music, but he struggled with that because he only had one free hand because he had an open beer in his other hand.
Yeah.
So he handed one of the wardens the open beer so he could concentrate, he said.
Yeah.
Well, of course, they suspected he was drunk. So they asked him to do a sobriety test. The guy stumbled out of the truck and failed the test. He was handed over to the cops and immediately arrested.
Wow. What a dumbass.
Yeah, you don't ask a cop to hold your beer.
Yeah, he wasn't ready for the police.
No, he wasn't. No. A recent poll found 1 in 5 Americans have seen a UFO before. So maybe a few people out there may not believe this lady is nuts. A woman in London named Abby Bella claims aliens abducted her from her bedroom a few weeks ago, and now she's fallen in love with one of them.
I can't comment on this.
She claims she heard a voice in a dream tell her, wait by the window.
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
Wait by the window.
Mm-hmm.
So she sat there the next night, right by the window.
Yeah.
Until a flying saucer swung by.
That's how they do it.
Picked her up with its tractor beam.
Mm.
And brought her on board.
Mm.
There were 5 aliens there. Gang bang.
Yeah. That's how they do that, too.
But she really connected with one of them. The alien said he'd only take her home if she gave consent, though. So he was a gentleman about it. If I take her home, I guess that means effer?
No, I think, like, she's in a spaceship, right? So she wants to go back home. And he said, I'll take you home as long as we have consensual, non-binding sex.
Oh.
That's how the aliens do it, Dave.
Well, they brought her home 20 minutes later.
Exactly.
Now she regrets it. She misses him. She's got an overnight bag ready. She's hoping he will come back and pick her up. She missed. Do you think she blew her shot?
I think they'll come back for her, but it won't be the same alien, and there she'll just get there. Probed.
That's Abby Bella.
That's what they're after.
Poor Abby.
You know? That's what they're after.
She's willing to visit the Andromeda Galaxy if he comes back, she said. And there's the guy she fell in love
with. Yeah. They have
5 aliens, so she claims. They had a human build but were very tall and slender.
Hmm.
So original.
I mean, I don't know about you guys. I believe her.
I absolutely,
yeah,
Andy.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I believe her. I think that
she's got a face you'd believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I hope your daughter isn't in the paper saying she's banged an alien and fell in love with him.
It's always over there in England, man. There's those
people. They got some weird.
There's people marry trees and they bang.
Like, bang a bike.
Right.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know.
What about the UK makes them so odd?
I don't know. I feel like it's like they must have a lot more news outlets that search this kind of content than we do here.
Maybe.
Or something.
That's got to be it. Like, they're fine with putting like
that show we always watch always has those people on it. The ones that think they
that
banged.
Morning show.
Yeah, then they like bang ghosts and it's always like.
Like think about it. If you started a show like that here, you could have nonstop people with mental illness on your TV show. We must have something in our where we're like, no, we're not gonna.
Maybe that's it. Maybe good. They're more willing to exploit the mentally ill over there.
It must be, right? Like it has to.
Yeah,
it has to be
because that's right. Clear mental illness. Obviously.
Right? Well, yeah, like the girl who banged ghosts. Remember Robert, the ghost? Mm-hmm. She was British.
Yeah.
Like a lot of these British people, they don't mind exploiting them.
Right. And I don't know if that's just like the tabloid papers have been so big over there for so long that, you know, not that we wouldn't have some shows that would. Like if like it would Inside Edition and that kind of stuff, like would they do a story like this?
They might,
right?
Yeah, maybe.
They might.
But just not as widespread, I guess, as in the UK.
Back here at home, a guy in Florida pulled a gun at a Starbucks, and it was all over the fact that the worker didn't put cream cheese on his bagel. This was at a drive-thru in Miami Gardens, Florida. He wanted some cream cheese. Not clear if they were out of cream cheese or he just wanted more of it, but he pulled a gun and started waving it around. Here's the crazy part. The girl working the drive-thru happens to be the daughter of the town's police chief.
Oh, well, that's going to go well.
So they're going to get you. A reporter from Local 10 News caught up with this guy as he was getting out of the slammer. And here's the story. Take a listen.
Can we talk to you, Omar? Could we talk to you about your charges?
38-year-old Omar Wright walking out of jail Saturday morning.
They said that you waved a gun in the air.
Let me tell you something. Stop doing that. Stop telling lies, bro. Stop telling lies, bro. You heard what I just told you, right?
Yeah.
Always go to Dunkin' Donuts. Never Starbucks, okay? Thank you, Charlotte.
We just wanted to ask you, though. They said you threatened over cream cheese. Is that true?
Wright is accused of waving a gun at a Starbucks.
That reporter was terrified.
In the drive-thru of the 27th Avenue store location in Miami Gardens. Police say he was upset over cream cheese. He was in court on Friday.
He didn't point the gun at the victim. He pointed it up in the air while he's demanding his cream cheese.
The police report says Wright threatened the victim, saying, quote, I hate expletives like you, and you don't know who you're effing with. I'm from Carroll City. The barista happens to be the daughter of the Miami Gardens police chief.
Of course she was upset. Of course she was crying. And so I had to go into mom mode. It wasn't about law enforcement anymore. It was about being a mother.
Another Starbucks worker wrote down Wright's license plate, and a camera linked to the city's real-time crime center tracked down the car. The arrest made Thursday. Chief Delma Noel Pratt says this case proves how anyone can be affected by gun violence.
Things can happen, even to me.
Local 10 stopped by Wright's home. His parents are upset with the charges against their son.
He's very kind and helpful, very responsible.
Okay.
Well, whatever you did, you're stupid and embarrassing.
And Omar Wright's message was to wait for all of the facts to come out in the case. He says that will prove his innocence. Now, to stay updated on this case and to...
Yeah, that reporter is like, I'm signing off live with a piss stain on my pants from another guy.
Grab my microphone
and look me right in the eyes.
He grabbed his microphone right here.
Stop doing that. Stop telling lies, bro. Stop telling lies, bro.
What?
You heard what I just told you, right?
Sure, yep.
Always go to Dunkin' Donuts, never Starbucks.
Gotcha.
Okay? Thank you, Charlotte.
We just wanted to ask you those.
Whoa. All this over cream cheese.
All that over cream cheese.
I understand. It can be very upsetting. Go to Starbucks if you're not ready for stuff. That, huh? Well, I went to that one in the airport, and I was not ready. I mean, luckily, I wasn't armed.
Oh, for God's sakes. Chuck, who'd never really eaten at Starbucks before, didn't know how pricey it was, especially at airports.
I got a muffin. $17.
You didn't pay $17 for a muffin, you
close.
Idiot.
It was, like, pretty close.
You had, like three things.
And it was, like, $21.
Okay. It goes up every time he tells this story.
$48. Something like that. It was $75.
So you can relate to the story.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, like, you're not ready. Like, if I'm going to pay $48 for something, let's get it right.
Get it right. Yeah,
you let's get that cream cheese on there.
$12 for a side
Starbucks.
Of cream cheese. You want it.
Let's get it on there. Or I'm going to Dunk's.
Right, or you could pull out your airport gun.
Let's not have one of those. Let's not have one of those.
Yeah, but that...
No one else can relate, I guess.
No. On this. No, never really.
That's fine. That's fine.
Because we know how much stuff costs there. Yeah. And I only get a coffee, terrible. And it's like $2, so don't have a big deal with it. If I'm a tiny little reporter and that gigantic wall of a man grabs my microphone...
I let him have it. It's yours now.
He's on the news. He didn't let it go.
He didn't. Now, like, oh. Well, he probably can't. Yeah. They'd be like, dude, you lost our microphone. You're done.
That's an $8,000 microphone.
Yeah. Well.
Well, probably not. But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Here's a question for you folks that work in restaurants, fast food, that kind of thing. Speaking of this, what's the weirdest thing someone has asked you to make for them? Because I've got an email from a listener along these lines from a restaurant. Wait till you hear what this big woman would always get as her order. What's the strangest thing someone has asked you as a food worker to make for them? 1-855-954-6969, toll free. 1-855-954-6969, or text us at 46969. This guy said, I have to share this story with you. A friend of mine worked in a Subway. Inside of a Walmart supercenter. You know those Walmarts? Some of them have those subways right inside. Mm-hmm. Anyway, there is a bigger lady who would come in for lunch almost every day, order the same sandwich. It was so gross, we still can't believe someone would eat this. Every day, she'd get a foot-long tuna with cheese melted on top and then order 4 sugar cookies to be placed on top of that, then they'd have to be covered in Italian oil and mayonnaise before closing the entire sandwich up. She was enormous, they say. They just point out she was enormous.
I mean, that's a hell of a sandwich.
She's the Cookie Monster's cousin or something?
I don't know.
What the hell?
I don't know.
Cooker!
I don't know.
Imagine the smell of a tuna fish cheese and sugar cookie sandwich.
Nope, I'm not going to. I refuse.
Again, the customer asked for it. You have to do it.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you pay for all the ingredients, I can't believe she didn't have it toasted. I'm like, toasted?
Well, she got the cheese melted on top.
Oh, yeah.
And then would put the sugar cookies on top. Italian oil, mayo, close that bitch up.
There's nothing like mayo on cookies.
Mayo and tuna.
Yeah.
But he said it's always stuck with us because I can't believe someone would eat this and come back for it every single day.
In a way, you're happy you have her because...
They sell sugar cookies at Subway?
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
Yeah, you can get cookies.
Yep.
Sugar, chocolate chip, and we usually have a couple of fancier ones, maybe the M&M's as chocolate chips or... Mm-hmm. Like a gingerbread, depending on what time of year it is.
Yep. Okay. All right.
But I'm sure you know you're selling 4 cookies that day for sure.
Right.
And a foot long.
And a foot long sub.
It's not the worst day.
That's a big sale.
It's, you know.
It's like the Subway artist was Picasso. Like just weird random stuff.
Yeah.
Sounds disgusting.
What can we throw on this?
Tyler's with us next. Hi, Tyler. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Most disgusting thing you've had to make for someone?
The most disgusting thing I had to make for someone was a cheeseburger that was smothered in mustard and burnt into a hockey crisp. Like a crisp. Like I could throw it at the wall and it'd probably just disintegrate.
So you had to cover it in mustard and then put it on the grill and cook it for as long as you could possibly cook it.
Yep, as long as I could possibly cook it. And they came there and ordered it every week, the same time, the same thing every week.
They just like yeah, like that well, super well done, like
mustardy.
Charred. And mustardy. I don't...
There is a place, I think, that cooks their burgers with mustard.
Yeah.
In-N-Out?
In-N-Out, I believe.
Mm. I didn't know that.
But not to a crisp, not to like a hockey puck.
Right.
This person said the weirdest thing someone ordered, a fried chicken sandwich with mayo, a medium, over medium egg, cheese, and grape jelly.
Oh my God, it's like a Devil's Monte Cristo.
You guys wouldn't be able to
what
make some of this stuff, right?
I'd throw
you
up,
get yeah. So oh, queasy so I, easily.
No, I'm not.
Chuck, if you were working at a Subway and a big girl came in and wanted a tuna fish, cheese, sugar cookie, mayo, and Italian oil sandwich.
I'll get her whatever she wants.
You'd be able to put it together?
I don't know. I mean, honestly, I don't know.
I literally quit mid-sandwich at a Subway, so.
That's right, you did.
Yeah.
That's right.
Was it? It wasn't because of what they ordered.
It was that, just life wasn't. Great at that point.
You just yeah. at that moment decided this wasn't
it
for
was,
you.
It was time mid-sandwich. To get out of there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my roommate was a sandwich artist, and so yes. I would go in there and she would be, I'd see the ins and outs
right. yeah.
of the operation. Mm-hmm. And so I knew it was not the place for me.
Yeah.
I don't think any food industry is the place for you. I think that you kind of
no, I don't
that,
think
right?
so. Yeah.
You only had one job besides radio.
Yeah. This is the only thing I can do.
Right.
Yeah.
Besides the Queen, you could maybe handle working at the Queen.
I'd hate to find out something bad about the Queen. You know
well,
what
listen,
I mean?
Listen, can I tell you this? Working any place, you'll find out something not great.
That's why I yeah. think. Yeah. Working I think any if place. You're behind the scenes.
Even at the Red Lobster, you yeah. know, when I worked there,
yeah.
it was years from when I left there till I could eat at the Red Lobster again.
Right. Because I'd hate to go to any kind of place I enjoy and then find out, oh, they don't really clean that thing out ever. Or, oh, they just put more toppings over top of the really old toppings.
Right.
You know, I'd be disturbed.
Someone said I bartend. A lady comes and gets a 20-ounce bud with a whole pickle in it every day. I feel like she's just like...
Really? What's wrong with that?
Like a Budweiser?
A Budweiser.
Yeah.
A 20-ounce Bud Light with a whole pickle in it.
That's horrible. My favorite. My two favorite things.
Bud Light and pickles. Someone said, I used to work at Chipotle. We had a guy come in four times a week. He would make us put his food in the silver lids because he read the cardboard bowls give you cancer.
What?
What's a silver? What does he mean?
I don't know.
Lids?
That's the top of them. So yeah. like if you get a burrito bowl, there's like a silver part and then
okay.
That like folds part. Over top of yeah, like folds yeah, it like, down.
It's like a...
It's like what they used to use for Frisbees. Like, it looks like a pie.
Yeah, right. It's like a pie tin or yeah. whatever.
So he's just, he read something and believes it.
I guess so, right?
Yeah, he's an insane person.
Mm-hmm.
When I was working at an Italian place, I had to put chicken broccoli Alfredo into a blender for someone with a disability.
Well, I mean,
what are you going to do, that's though?
That's good. Like that's, a, you that's know. Nice. It was nice of them.
But gross for that. I mean, if you're blending up a chicken broccoli Alfredo.
I don't even know.
I mean, I'm glad that that person with disabilities was able to get chicken Alfredo.
I agree, know. Andy. I
know.
Agree.
Try to find a positive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to find the right straw for that.
That's all I do in life.
You need a thicker one, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Positive.
Yeah. It's a positive of this disabled person and their chicken Alfredo.
Yeah.
It's that they got it.
It's that Absolutely. They were able to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't feel so bad for the worker.
No.
Yeah, no.
That's
no.
exactly right. You blend that up.
Yep.
I mean, I will say that anything that like that I had to put in a blender, I'd have real hard, like, you know, I'd have like some gag type reflexes trying to fish it all out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you could work around food.
I can't. I can't touch other people's food.
Right.
So it would be impossible for all this stuff grosses me out. You could ask me to make a normal whatever, put a cheeseburger with ketchup on it. I'm like, I'm out.
Yes.
someone said, working at Taco Bell, we had a customer that would come in every Saturday and ask for a cheese quesadilla with bananas. Bananas are not a Taco Bell item, so it was an obvious no. But every Saturday for 2 years, asked for it. One cheese quesadilla, add bananas, please.
I wonder if she got it somewhere else or something. And just
that's insane to go back all the time and ask for it.
It is crazy.
I hope you're so annoyed as the worker every Saturday.
No, like, say no immediately. We don't have that.
Lady, have you gone bananas? We go through this every week. We don't have bananas. Quit asking for bananas. No bananas.
And even if she brought her own banana with her, they still would never be able to do that, right? They're not allowed to take food.
No.
Right, and add
it. I can't imagine.
You can't, I'm sure it's a rule.
No.
Like, I couldn't go to the queen and be like, hey,
brought my own Kit Kats.
Yeah, you know, like, it's like, I know you don't offer this,
but throw this in a
You showed up to Dairy Queen with your own soft serve. Like, can you just give me some of your candy bits and mix it up for me?
I think for food safety reasons, they don't know where that banana's been, right? They can't cook it in the kitchen.
Right, and have it touch their equipment. And
I saw a lady come into a place with her own eggs.
Oh, that's right.
Tried to get them
that.
To fry it up for them, and they were like, we can't.
Special eggs.
You have street eggs. We
can't. Yeah.
Go home and make it.
Yeah, we can't make those street eggs.
Street eggs, where are they from?
Where did you get street eggs from?
Who knows? That's the problem.
Someone says, I will say I love a ham, cheese, and banana omelet, though.
Pretty gross.
It seems gross. I don't know.
Like it. We went to an Indian restaurant in Ireland, which was probably our first mistake. But when we were back there with our kids, my cousin really thought it would impress Amber if he took her to the best Indian restaurant in town, right? Uh-huh. And I felt like saying, oh, dude, no, we want like Irish food. We can get Indian food anytime. Right. But I was being this, like, sure. And they had the strangest, like, so the kids like butter chicken. It's like it's the whitest chicken dish, right? You can order it at an Indian restaurant.
Okay.
Not really spicy. It's just, it's got lots of flavor. But they served it like a banana split. There was a banana down each side of the plate.
Whipped cream?
No whipped cream, but like other fruit on top, like fruit cocktail sprinkled on top, and then a banana down the side, and then the butter. And the kids were like, what the F is this?
Wow.
But that's how they served it at that restaurant.
Well, when you go somewhere else, you never know what their
interpretation of Indian
stuff
food is
going to be.
What Irish people think Indian food is.
Yeah.
It's become, though, the number one takeout in Ireland.
Yeah,
it used
so
to be Chinese food. Now Indian food is by far the number one takeout there. Hold the bananas?
Yeah, you have to hold the fruit cocktail.
I didn't realize you'd have to tell someone that. But it was disgusting.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. Uh-oh. Another bitch is tripping.
Listen, if you're in your mid-40s and you're living with your mom.
Which I am.
Be thankful. Be thankful she's making you dinner.
Oh, I'd be thrilled.
Right?
Are you kidding?
This bitch.
Uh-huh.
From Barefoot Bay, Florida, was arrested after she got into a physical altercation with her mother over what she was making her for dinner.
Yeah,
that ain't right.
Not at all. Deputies were dispatched to Sapodilla Drive, where the mother said she was in an argument with her 45-year-old daughter, later identified as this bitch, Dawn St. Pierre.
Oh, yeah.
She's got like a... Kind of like a weird evil villain,
like
name.
A mischievous
Don St. Clair.
She
know who that was.
Did not want chicken nuggets, and her mom said, "Too bad, that's what I'm making."
Oh, okay.
That's when Miss St. Pierre started to become physically aggressive and proceeded to hit, bite, and kick her mother. Then, as the mother fell to the ground, she kicked her in the vag.
That's a Jesus. Exclamation point.
Gave her a little muff punt there.
Imagine muff punting mom.
I don't want to imagine doing that to my mom.
You're a horrible human being, though.
Yes.
You're a horrible human being. That tells me, once I know you've kicked your mom in the badge, that's all I need to know about you.
Well, you might want to know about my mom first.
The lovely nugget-making mom who's letting you live with her in your mid-40s?
I get it, in that case.
I'm sure she's not the best, but still, doesn't deserve that.
Right.
Sometime during the physical struggle, Miss St. Pierre also bit her mom on the right breast. Jesus.
Attacked all of her genitals.
Mm-hmm.
My God.
An independent witness confirmed the allegations. Mm-hmm. Well, there's someone else in the house.
Yeah.
45-year-old Miss St. Pierre was charged with battery domestic violence. Transported to the Brevard County Jail.
How old was her mom?
They don't say, but interestingly enough, she wasn't charged with any... Normally, you're charged with violence against seniors or something, right? Like, there's another charge specific to the age.
Yes. She had to be in her 60s, though.
She has to be in her 60s. Like,
right, if she has a 45-year-old daughter.
Well...
Yeah, it's like abuse on the elderly or something.
She could be 60.
Well, she could be 59 if she had her at 14.
Yeah, if she had her young...
Well, that's she could be, like, 64, right?
Even 59.
And you're not a senior until you're 65.
You're not a senior until you're 65. She probably skated just underneath that. Someone do you know what I would do for
wham,
a 60?
Bam, right in the glam.
Oh, Jesus.
I will say, if a 60-year-old mom of mine was going to make me dinner, I would hope for more than chicken nuggets. Because I can make those.
Be thankful what? You're getting anything.
I'm just saying. I'm like,
oh, you're such a pain in the ass, Chuck.
I'm just saying that
you
right
kick
now,
your mom in the tit too, right? Well, with you, are you that guy?
I bite her in the breast and then kick her in the vag. I'm like, I can make nuggets, mom.
You're expecting
saying, like, when I heard that, you know, when you were telling the story and it was this older woman is making food for some, I was like, oh, this is going to be good. And then it was like chicken nuggets. It's like, oh.
Yeah, everybody can do better.
Anyone can do that.
Wow. I'd be thankful grateful. For what you got.
And living with your mom.
But she's cooking for you at all. You kick your ass out is what I should do. I don't know why I'm playing the role of mom right now.
Step up your game, mom.
I'm going to see if this woman has a...
Yeah, beef stroganoff or nothing, mom.
Exactly. I'll take some hamburger helper.
I got to peek into the woman. So, sorry, Dave.
Oh,
I can see her right there.
Oh, and just from the one picture, that's all you need?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I was trying to see if she had social media. I wanted to see if she was her... she does not have social media.
No,
that woman doesn't have social media. She doesn't even have a house.
That's true. Those are their moms.
She doesn't even have her own chicken nuggets.
No.
She can't do anything.
She can't make her own chicken nuggets.
Can't do anything, Don St. Pierre.
Yeah. Such a loser, Don St. Pierre.
Get a job.
That's not her, is it?
Where? I can't see. We can't.
Is that her?
Yeah, that might be her. Yeah.
Okay. Well, she's a singer. And hilariously enough, the first post is, Happy Mother's Day to my beautiful angel.
It can't be the same one.
I mean, it can.
I mean, they had a good day and then a bad day.
Yeah. Listen, this is how my Father's Day went.
Oh, there's her and her mom.
Is she from that city?
Yeah. There's her. Every photo is her, like, kissing her mom and stuff. It's all a tribute to her mom. Hmm. What a
That's
turn.
That's why you know social media is fake. Social media is fake. You think that they're all good, but really it's just chicken nuggets and kicking her ass.
Kicking her veg.
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, this is totally her.
Mm-hmm.
She believes
She's
in freedom.
Singer?
It says what that she is a singer-songwriter at BMI.
Come on.
BMI?
BMI, the record label?
Signed?
Yeah. She's a liar.
She signed
There's no
Don
way.
St. Pierre Music.
Find it.
She's a liar.
She's a liar!
She lives with her mom.
Well, that's the only way
she's eating chicken nuggets.
She's a musical artist.
Right,
it says musical artist.
And she's a philanthropist. Fighting her mom.
She has 18 followers on SoundCloud.
Unless we've got the wrong Don St. Pierre.
This is her.
Let's hear this.
This says Malibu.
Is this the sound of a vag kicker?
Yeah.
It says Malibu, not Barefoot Bay.
Well, that's where she lives now. This said Barefoot.
She didn't live in Malibu. You know how much money it costs to live in Malibu?
That's why she's listed as a philanthropist or whatever.
Let the mutual friends of mine simply say you
like us. Get out.
You seem very nice. Strong personality traits started to shine.
Oh my god, this is my new jam.
Okay.
I'm so afraid.
I can't get you off my mind. Soon I couldn't get enough.
She's
of
crazy.
You.
Obviously.
You are as nice as you are cute. Past every test that I have put you through. Oh. I can cook, I can cook.
Does it say I can cook?
I can cook. I'll kick you in the tits.
I'll bite your tits. I'll kick you in the bits.
I'll bite your tits. Kick you in the bits.
Don't make me nuggets, bitch.
That's her first hit. Don't make me nuggets, bitch.
How many other tracks does she have? Just out of curiosity.
Barefoot in the Sand, Tears Fallen, Thinking of You, Paradise Dreams, Love Gamble, Rhythms of a Story Tale. Doesn't get better than this.
Is that her?
I don't know.
It's got to be, right?
It looks like a made-up her. It does look like a made... How many women named Dawn St. Pierre look very similar?
I know.
This one's from Malibu. She's from Florida.
Yeah, but she was from Malibu. Obviously, her career's not taken off the way she'd hoped.
Also, too, I mean, you could just say you're from anywhere if you want, you know...
It didn't. Her music career didn't work out. She had to go move back in with mom, and she's upset. And mom made her chicken nuggets.
And like,
her
doesn't
music
seem
career
like,
is gone, and so she's just snapped.
Okay, so there's two ways. There's two ways you end up living with mom. There's two ways you end up living with mom. Okay, one way is you're a disaster and stuff is terrible. Yeah. The other way is your mom is rich.
You think she's rich?
And you go and you are just entitled your whole life and you went and tried to live your
dreams.
You're an artist. You're an artist and then you've got, you know, you break up with your producer boyfriend and...
Living through like a stone lion watching over me.
I mean, maybe she had to move back home.
The stone lion didn't make it.
And... Put a little comment.
Stop kicking your mom in the vag. Can I comment that?
Yeah, you can. This is right.
Stop kicking your mom in the vag.
Every time someone listens to this, it will.
Oh my god!
And poor James.
Signed in. Stop kicking your mom in the vag.
I hope it's like what. I mean, this chick's all over the place. She got an Atlanta hat on.
I don't understand.
But it's just too
similar that a woman with the same three names would look alike and that not be her.
Yeah.
When did this career start? Like, how long have these songs been out there?
Five years ago.
Oh, wow. And she only got 18 followers.
Yeah.
Right? So
five years ago.
Come on. There, that's your problem right there.
Yeah. And... Oh, she's on LinkedIn. I should follow her.
She's on Instagram. She only has one post.
The mugshot comes right up the second you search for it. That's got to be her.
Oh, it looks like her. It looks like her.
She's just fallen on hard times. She's moved in with mom, and boom.
But so she has one post on Instagram, and it's just of her and her mom, and it's Happy Mother's Day to all the amazing angels.
Yeah.
And so she's
obsessed with her mom. But then kicks her and bites her. And
yeah, bite her right on the tits.
What's wrong with her?
So many things, Lisa.
Wow, I mean,
so many things.
Is it possible she has a music video?
Oh, should we look on the YouTube?
We should.
Let's look and see. See if she comes up here. Because that would be awesome. Yep. Well, she has a page.
She has 29. No content.
She does have a page with 20. She hasn't probably been able to raise the funds for a video yet.
Yeah.
with 29 subscribers.
So, yeah, like, she had big, big dreams.
6 years ago or
yeah,
so.
Six years ago, she had big, big dreams.
Yep. They didn't pan out, and now she's kicking her mom in the badge for making nuggets.
Ah, Hollywood's a bitch.
Huh? Yeah.
But see, like, why would you say that you're a philanthropist if you don't come from money? That's something that only people that come from money say.
Yeah, well, who's saying that she's... Maybe she does come from money.
No, that's what I'm saying. So I'm leaning towards this whole scenario of, like, mom actually... You know, she seems like she's never had to work for anything. I mean, I don't know, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, to treat your mom like that... You're a spoiled brat.
Yeah.
To kick your mom in the vag and bite her on the boobs...
You've had some issues.
Some problems there, yeah.
You've had some issues for sure. No doubt. You know what would suck? A prolapsed rectum.
Hmm. It wouldn't be great. I think it'd be great.
Well,
it would also suck to have to mend a shark's prolapsed rectum.
Oh yeah, I saw this.
A nurse shark in an aquarium in China received underwater surgery for a prolapsed rectum after defecating too hard.
That's how you get them sometimes. It's one way.
I guess this shark had eaten way too many fish in the tank.
Oh.
It was like a greedy bastard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then got an obstructed bowel. But then just shot out the biggest shark turd you've ever seen.
Ooh.
Pulled the rectum right out of him.
Wow.
That's messed up.
It is. It's not, as a fish keeper, I hope I never encounter it.
Oh, man.
It's probably one of those long, stringy ones that you usually see.
Oh, fish. Yeah. Goodness. The staff member says the shark's life would have been in danger if they weren't able to put its rectum back in.
What a thing to have to do, because, like, the shark wants to kill you the whole time you're messing with its beetle.
Well, that's why they had to, you know.
Put him under. Okay.
But it would all happen underwater. The operation went well. The shark regained consciousness. Its rectum seems to be recovering fine.
Pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, I mean, it's super embarrassing for the shark.
Killer shark with a bum rectum.
I think he could feel like, well, something bad like happened back there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I went to sleep somehow.
I'm sure he was swimming around just like, uh-oh. We have a problem,
you know?
Back there in my butthole region.
Something is weighing me down. He can never see it, though.
Magic humans, help.
Yeah.
It's your human magic.
I wonder if they have footage. It looks like they have footage of this. Prolapse shark rectum.
I mean, I would be documenting it.
Something went wrong in the spelling there.
Rectum.
I tried.
Rectum.
For God's sakes, just show me a shark rectum. I go through all this.
Yeah.
Oh, well, they do have... Well, it's a still shot.
Oh.
What am I looking at?
It's hard to tell.
Head or tails of it.
I can't make...
So that's its...
Is that its prolapse rectum?
I think that's it, yeah.
Oh, my God, that's huge.
Yeah, that shark really had to...
He blew his beehole right out of him.
Sure did.
Please, Jesus, send me... Oopsie poopsie. Something's gone awry in my backside.
Oh, that'd be uncomfortable. Well, luckily they were able to help him out.
How big is a shark crap? I mean, I
don't know much about sharks and their deuces.
I don't either. I've never thought about it.
Me neither. Shark poop.
I bet it's disgusting, though.
I bet it is, too.
I mean, it's like fish guts and stuff.
Oh, here's footage of a massive great white taking a dump.
Oh,
it's quite liquidy.
It's just a cloud, huh? You got to watch that.
Oh my goodness.
God, it's like a pile of diarrhea.
Oh, a great white poops on scuba divers.
Good.
In this one.
Good.
Oh, Jesus.
It scared him.
Was it green?
Sure did. Look like it. Eating a lot of green stuff. What happened to it?
I don't know. Well, there you go. More than we ever thought we'd find out about shark poop. But luckily, this shark beehole, right back to work in order. Good for the shark.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.